And a good morning to you. We're sitting down with Kelly Collins this morning. He's assisting the Nowata Chamber of Commerce with the Union Pacific 4014 Whistle Stop event that is taking place on November 16th. Now, Mr. Collins, what can you tell me about this event that's coming up pretty fast?
Well, first of all, Garrett, please call me Kelly. I'd like to welcome everybody in the region. Nowata Chamber of Commerce is presenting the UP 4014 Whistle Stop, and it's an event that's going to take place on November 16th. The actual steam locomotive will arrive approximately 3 o'clock, but we do have a lot of items planned prior to that. We have a storyteller that will be reading several train books to children, and her name is Cheryl Hewlett. We also have several food trucks that are going to be in the area. We even have a trackless train that we're going to utilize for the kids. All these items, except for the food, all these items will be free to the public. We're welcoming everybody from the region. This train will be running from Van Buren to Coffeyville on that day, and we are the last stop before it arrives in Coffeyville, Kansas.
And what's the excitement like in Nowata for this train to be here?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We're actually up to about 2,700 on a Facebook post. So if you go over to the Nowata Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, we have an event scheduled there, and we're currently showing about 2,700 individuals that are interested in this event.
And how does it feel to have that many people like on board with you guys for this event?
Very excited. Probably one of our largest events that are in Nowata is the Pioneer Day celebration that we have. The Pioneer Day celebration, I think, brings in just about 2,000 individuals. Now, we know that we're not going to have 2,700 people that show up there, we don't think. We are planning to be able to take care of all those individuals if they do show up. But we're all excited. This was kind of sprung on Nowata, and we were glad to be one of the five stops, I believe, that is happening in Oklahoma, and specifically one of the last stops that will take place.
Now, of course, I know you guys have been planning this for quite some time. How difficult was it to kind of like talk to the Union Pacific folks about having maybe a little bit of a longer stop in Nowata?
Well, you're correct. We have been planning it for some time. In fact, when I got brought in by Rhonda Arbor, the vice president of the Chamber of Commerce within Nowata area, when I got brought into that, I was already planning to videotape the unit where I videotaped two of the previous steam engines that have come through Nowata, and that was on the southern end of Nowata at a VFW in an open field. I was going to add that to my video collection, and then Rhonda called me and said, hey, would you mind helping out in this situation? I have had a love for trains ever since I was a little boy, and in fact, my parents told me the only way they could get me to sleep, we lived very near the railroad tracks, and they said the only way they could get me to sleep is to have the clickety-clacks of the rails. So they would put me down right before a train came through, and I'd be out like a light. But I think that this event that we're going to take place, that's going to take place in Nowata, will be historic for the primary reason. This unit has never been on these rails, to my knowledge. I can talk later about the history of the UP 4014 and how it came about, but to my knowledge, once again, this has never been on the UP line in Nowata, Oklahoma. So this will be a first, and quite possibly could be the very last time.
Now, Kelly, what can you tell me about this event? What time is it going to be taking place next Saturday?
The UP 4014 whistle stop will actually take place at approximately 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Our events are going to start about 1:30. Once again, we'll have a storytelling time about every 20 minutes. There'll be a trackless train that will be set up on Main Street, And then we're going to have food trucks just south of Main Street near the original depot, the passenger depot. The best thing about this train is originally they were talking about when we were working with UP, they were going to put it south of the depot, which is a very restricted area. But we worked with not only the city manager and the mayor and Union Pacific, but we're moving that now to the center, which is Cherokee Main Street, and they'll pull that train directly up to the center of Main Street, and think it'll make a great photo op for several individuals. So kind of excited about that.
And I think if I remember you telling me this correctly before we came on to the air, how does the Nowata History Museum take part in this as well?
The Nowata Museum will be open, and they will have lots of items that are displayed through the railroad history that we've had with Nowata. If you've never been in there, it is an extremely well-done museum. I've been in museums in much larger areas such as Houston, Chicago, and New York, and it rivals. Although it's small, it does rival those museums in the way that they demonstrate and show the products that we have for the area of Nowata, Oklahoma.
Again, on the phone with us is Kelly Collins. He's assisting the Nowata Chamber of Commerce with the Union Pacific 4014 Whistle Stop that's taking place on Saturday, November 16th. We've talked a lot about the event. We just kind of touched a little bit on Nowata's railroad history. And what could you tell me if you were to extend that conversation about Nowata history? What would you tell me?
Well, Garrett, I would tell you that the Nowata has a deep history with railroads. It was during the summer of 1889 that the St. Louis and Iron Mountain Railroad Company extended its line down from Coffeyville through Nowata and on south to Fort Smith, Arkansas. They ran passenger service three times a day in its heyday. I think it was 6 a.m. in the morning and noon, and then there was a 6 p.m. train. And these trains were quite vital to the area with Nowata when both freight and passengers. But the last passenger train that came through Nowata to Claremore was back on March 27th, 1960. The Nowata Museum will note that there were 180 people that made that final trip for Nowata. Although the Iron Mountain, St. Louis and Iron Mountain Railroad Company was the one that started it, Missouri Pacific actually was the one that held the longest time frame. And then the Missouri Pacific was acquired by Union Pacific, which led us to today's event and how we're working closely with Union Pacific.
Now, Kelly, what can you tell me about this? What caused this event to take place?
Well, Garrett, the reason for this celebration actually started with the Union Pacific celebrating the 150-year anniversary of the driving of the Golden Spike, which took place earlier this year on May 10th. They had brought two steam locomotives up there to celebrate it in Promontory, Utah. And these things all culminated around once they've got this UP 4014 rail ready. Once they brought it out, it got such a great fanfare that they started on two additional trips, one that went up through Chicago and Minnesota, and then the other one that went back to the location where this train was pulled from its static display in Pomona, California, and then circled on around the southwest to Houston and is now making its way up from Houston to Little Rock, Van Buren, and ultimately to Coffeyville for us.
And how many miles would you say that this train's already kind of put on in this event?
Well, the original was over 1 million miles in the 20 years that it served before it was retired in 1961. But I have no idea. So going from Cheyenne, Wyoming, where its home is and where they did all the refurbishing work, up through Chicago and the Great Lakes area, and then back down to California and around, easily I think the break-in period is for this locomotive is going to be close to around 4,000 miles.
And, of course, they're kind of celebrating their 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. What are your thoughts on that? It's quite a milestone.
It's a unique event. If you look at any of the books on that subject, you'll find that that one thing, reducing from 6 months to go across from St. Louis to the west, reduced it to just a matter of days that you were going to be able to traverse all the mountains and get all the way to San Francisco. So it's probably one of the things that brought this country together. And once again, it all was signed into effect by Abraham Lincoln when he brought the Union Pacific into being.
And you look at transportation these days, we've come a long way since the 150th anniversary of this, and the railroad system. Why is it important to kind of remember our early beginnings with transportation, like with the Transcontinental Railroad?
Well, the early beginnings for us, it wasn't only just passenger service. If you, in Oklahoma, you can go through and watch some of the refrigeration trains, some of the stack trains. There is a huge tonnage, huge amount of tonnage that just move through this United States, through the ports and back and forth through the United States. And Oklahoma does have one of those main lines that currently run through the South. So there is a lot of activity. There's a lot of history that we as Oklahomans participate in, and I just think it's well worth the read if you ever decide to take that on.
And before we kind of move on to our next segment here, I know you were saying something about a raffle. Is that correct?
Oh, correct. Thank you very much. The Union Pacific, Garrett was kind enough to provide us a book, and it is a limited edition book. It's called Race to Promontory, and it does celebrate the 150-year anniversary. And what we've decided to do, they produced only 150 of these, and because of the activity that we've created in Little Nowata, Oklahoma, they have decided to give us one of those books. We decided to raffle it off. And it's $1 a ticket. The book is number 76 out of 150, and I can't guarantee it, but we're going to try to get the lead of the manager of the STEAM program, Ed Dickens, to sign that book if possible.
Now, we've talked a lot about the history of the Transcontinental Railroad System and the Union Pacific celebrating 150 years. What can you tell me about UP-4014 itself?
Well, these were originally called Big Boys. There were 25 of them that were built for the Union Pacific, and the first of which was delivered in 1941. These locomotives are about 132 foot long and weigh 1.2 million pounds. They are a part of a locomotive that's called hinged or articulated locomotives. This means that the locomotives are so long that the front set of driving wheels and the leading trucks actually are hinged towards the front center of the locomotive to allow them to negotiate around very tight turns.
And why is that? Why would they need to negotiate along sharp turns?
Well, my wife jokes, but this may be a little bit deep dive. The wheel alignment or wheel segments on this locomotive are four wheels in the front, which are called the leading trucks, and then two sets of driver wheels. Those are each eight on those driver sets. And then you have four trailing trucks that support the weight of the cab. So being at 132 foot long, these long locomotives would not be able to negotiate any of the tighter turns on the UP system without this articulation.
I think I've seen a couple of movies where I've seen trains going too fast trying to negotiate a turn, and it's been pretty bad, some of those action films. So I could see where this is going.
Yeah. They definitely will. And keep in mind, the trains that I'm speaking of, although that I said 25 were built, only eight of them survived the scrap heap. Those eight were on static display throughout the United States. And this Big Boy 4014, it was actually pulled out of Pomona, California, in a static state, and drug all the way back to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, Cheyenne did have one on display down there, but they found after looking at all of the 8 static displays that the one in Pomona, California was probably the best opportunity to retrofit. Should anybody ever want to try to see the remaining, we do have one in St. Louis, Missouri, at the National Transportation Museum, and another closest one is, at, they say Dallas, Texas, but it's actually in Frisco, Texas now, is where it was dragged from the Texas State Fairgrounds to a new home in Frisco, Texas. The other remaining units are in Omaha, Nebraska, Denver, Colorado, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then finally the one that is close to the home of the current home of the UP4014, it's in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And unfortunately, we're kind of in our last minute here. I kind of want to ask you, Kelly, what else should people know about the system and just the event itself coming up next Saturday?
Well, I consider it a once-in-a-lifetime event. You could chase these rails, these steam engines all over, but this one's going to be in Nowata, Oklahoma. And although that they've planned a 15-minute whistle stop, and since we're the last one on the leg to Coffeyville, Kansas, where it will retire overnight and then start its trip back to Cheyenne, Wyoming the next morning, I believe this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event for most people in this area. So please take a moment to come out, come enjoy some time, some good food, and some events for the kids. Come join us on November the 16th. At approximately 1:30 to 3 o'clock. We'd love to have you.
And that was Kelly Collins. He's assisting the Nowata Chamber of Commerce for this Union Pacific 4014 whistle stop, again, as he said, taking place next Saturday. Kelly, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Garrett. Take care.